Welcome to the Success with God and Psych podcast, where it's all about a purpose-driven life where God and psychology mix together and guide your way. And now, your host who's funny, informative, and a straight shooter, doing this so you have a better life, Dr. Jessica Kersner.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know what I like to say? There's no better day than today for blessings, impact, and purpose. Today's topic, what to do when I feel like I'm doing everything I can, I'm pushing as hard as I can, and I am not seeing the results I want. So I feel like I am moving towards my goal. I'm taking steps towards my goal, but I don't see any product. I don't see that this is coming into be what I desire it to turn into. What do I do? How do I handle that? I've dealt with this myself. This is a good one. I'm excited about this topic, guys. We're ready to talk about this right after this. All right. So, when we're working hard and we're not seeing any progress, man, this can feel so many ways. Like, I don't know anyone that would be happy about it. It can be very frustrating. So the first thing I'm going to say is, what are we going to do? Let's just feel it. So we're going to say, this sucks. It sucks if I am going to work every day, if I'm doing extra things trying to reach my goal, if I'm working on me and I'm still not seeing any progress. I know I hate it. If I'm trying to lose 5 pounds and I've been going to the gym, I've been restricting my diet, and that scale does not adjust those pounds, I'm upset. I'm frustrated. I'm like, something's got to change. And so that's a small example, but it is a real example. So it's like, let's just feel it. Let's just say to ourselves, this sucks and I am sad about it, angry about it, mad about it, whatever it is. Okay, that's the first thing we want to do. Let's feel that. Like, it's okay to say, this sucks. Secondly, all right, now we sit back and we reflect. Is this what I'm called to do, or am I just doing something? So if I am already at my ideal weight and I'm trying to lose pounds and my body is saying, hey, you know, that we're not losing pounds because it's not healthy. I'm not called to lose this weight. Then that's why we're not doing it. I'm doing something that is contradictory to the way I need to be moving, the way I need to go. And so I use that example because it's light, but that applies to everyday life. If you're not doing what you're called to do, if you're trying to attain goals and it's not an area that you're called in, then what happens is you start to feel like, okay, I feel like I'm moving my feet, but I'm not going anywhere. So I'm constantly moving and I'm not going anywhere. So you are on the escalator to nowhere. And that is horrible. So the first thing I would want to do, and I think we need to do, let's sit back and say, what am I called to do? What is my purpose? And what does that look like? And when you're sure that you're doing what you're called to do, and we write that down, and then we say, what does progress look like? So if to me, I think I'm losing weight only if that scale goes 50 pounds down. Well, no, there's 5 pounds, there's 1 pound, there's 10 pounds. That's still progress. So let's make sure we're at least acknowledging the progress. So let's look at that. And so we want to say, what does progress look like? Let's write a list down and say, okay, at little intervals, and let's give ourselves baby steps. What does progress look like? I'll be right back.
Meet Fred. Fred once felt stuck. Coach.org.
So, Simi7052 asks a question, which is a very great question. He says, how do we know what we are called to do? How do I figure out what am I called to do? That's an excellent question. So, my answer has two parts to that. So, when I think of a calling, I think of a higher purpose. I think also that it is godly driven. So initially I'm thinking like, this is like all my energy, all the forces are saying everything that I have been created, I have gone through in life are saying, this is what I have been made for. This is where I will definitely have that blessings impact. We will see it if I'm in this area. One of the things I always start with is prayer. So to me, you go to God, you pray, you fast, you sit and say, God, what am I called to do? Ask, pray about it, meditate, see what he says. And you say, okay, you know, let's wait to hear what his answer is. Or he may send some signs, or he may highlight for you areas of your life where you performed exceptionally before, and that becomes a place where you realize, hey, you know, that was actually pretty easy for me, and I was really good at it, and it helped a lot of people. The second way that, to me, you know what you're called to do is somehow or another, you reflect on your life, and you realize that you have always had a knack for this one thing, or you have always found yourself in this position. So like myself, I am a psychologist, and since I was a little girl, I could be sitting on the sidewalk and someone would walk up to me, another little kid, and tell me their entire life story, and they don't know me. That has always been my life. Like, all throughout my lifetime, that has been a constant for me. And so when God revealed to me that, you know, hey, therapy and helping people mentally heal was going to be my calling, it did not shock me, because I used to just think, okay, you know, I don't know why people just tell their business like that. They don't know me. But now I realize, hey, there are certain gifts that God instilled in me, a certain presence that he says, I want to give you the ability that people feel comfortable with you and they want to talk to you. So that's how I knew my calling. So it's kind of just reflect on your life as well. If you don't want to pray about it and you don't want to go to God about it, then you do that. So let me look at another question and see what else somebody has a question. So P573 says, okay, so I have done just that. I have assessed my calling and I did the steps and I'm still not seeing progress. Why is that? So, P, I would say that if you know you're in your area of your calling and you feel like you're doing all the steps that you're supposed to be doing and going in that direction, and you're not seeing any progress, then what I would say is you're not giving it enough time. And so sometimes we're going in the right direction, we're doing what we're supposed to, but we're just not allowing enough time. Now, if it's been 10 years and you've not seen progress, then maybe you assessed it wrong. But if you have given it time, you should start to see some progress, even on a minor scale, and a minor scale is still progress. And even sometimes if you don't feel like that's significant, that is still significant. So, I mean, I would have loved to have been able to skip going to doctorate school and just instantly becoming a therapist, but that was not the plan. And so it took a long time to do that. And you're still making progress. I still finished every year. I still finished every semester. And that was one step closer to my goal. I still work with different patients and different clients and different personalities. And that was another step closer to that goal to get to the end result. And so sometimes we don't see the progress, and we need to reduce those steps down to simpler things. And then sometimes it's a matter of just, have you given it enough time? And so with that, I think we're out of time for today. And so I hope this helps. I will do a part two on when you're working hard with no progress. But for now, that is it. Thank you all for listening today. Please check me out at Healing Acts Dr. K on Facebook. We're also at the webpage, healingaccoach.org. And if you want to write in or send questions for me, please do like, subscribe to the page, subscribe to the podcast, and I will see you at our next topic.